Hi guys, kiti uvunga kiti kota, kocho miok, ilo se lirei ikoni, pinasusungu uvunga hanyo ngise atu lirei ikoni. Tamani hati hakunga inu hati gani Olivia, Olivia Aiki, kocho miok hati gimme yaga ammalo Genevieve O'Claire. Anya siupti mariusu, ilo se lirei ikoni. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Ei, nuna vimme yungu hati gait, Olivia Aiki uvunga kocho miok tsunga. Tamani mantra me ulaktunga ikka yuaktu hatau si me yunga hanungi saktu liri nut nunavimmi taana hanin masi alok nunavimmo tikittu alummi mat tusamatitsira tu hatau vunga ikka yuaktu hatau vunga tusamatitsinak mitakuninga nunavimmi yunga hatikkanu.
Nakukmi, tamani hatau unnaka vei Olivia. Ifili Genevieve.
Inuinge. Genevieve Ovunga, Anya Sorti Marie Ovunga. I've been working in Nunavik as a family doctor since 2007, so it'll soon be 15 years. But I'm also working with the public health infectious diseases team as a physician also.
It's good to have you guys here today. All right, so COVID. Aren't we all sick of COVID? So we're... here to discuss today about primarily of the 5 to 11 year old vaccine. So because there's lots of questions surrounding this vaccine and some parents are worried and some don't want to get their kids vaccinated and some do. So hopefully today's discussion is going to help make decisions for parents of Nunavimut. So we're going to ask some questions and Genevieve is going to be answering some of the technical stuff, and then we're also gonna take some questions that have been asked on Facebook. So why are we here today? I just explained, and we can, I guess, go right to the first question. So why is it recommended that a vaccine for this age group from 5 to 7, why is it recommended to vaccinate the children?
So, although most children in this age group, when they get infected, they don't have a severe form of COVID, the risks are not zero. There's some complications which might be different than for the adults, which is an inflammatory syndrome, but it's rare. Then there's the long version of COVID that can also happen in children, and we don't know yet what's the percentage, how many kids infected will eventually have the long version of COVID. And then there's, like any viral infection, can get complicated by a pneumonia, which is usually a bacterial infection. So that can also happen. Again, we don't have statistics for that because it's hard to measure. So the risks for the children are not zero. But by vaccinating them, we also know that we reduce transmission. So if they are vaccinated and then they get infected with COVID, there's less chance that they can transmit it to their siblings, their parents, their grandparents, which are most probably in the more vulnerable groups.
So about the vaccination itself, it's a Pfizer, correct?
Yes, for that age group.
For that age group, and yes. I understand that it's a smaller dose?
Yes, it's 10 micrograms instead of 30, which is what is being given to 12 and over.
Okay.
What are the advantages for getting our children vaccinated? My daughter's 6 years old, and like everybody else, I'm worried. And I'm trying to get the best information that I can, and I always follow the health board Facebook page. And I just want to know what some of the advantages are to get my daughter vaccinated.
So the advantages is it lessens, if we speak about your daughter, but any kid in that age group, it lessens the risk for the complications we just mentioned, even though they're rare. The vaccine reduces the risk of getting there. And if unfortunately they happen to be infected, they become less of a transmitter to others. So there's less chances that each of the family bubbles that wanted to get together for the holidays, which are coming soon, need to stay isolated because one of them is infected.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if they are infected, they're going to have to stay isolated anyway. But if there's less people infected, there's less risk that the family bubbles will need to all stay home. Now, if we look beyond the holiday season, getting your kid vaccinated reduces the chance of having the school or the classroom closed, which has an impact, a negative impact on the children. I can't speak for your daughter, but I know kids that are sad when they can't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a safe place. It's a fun place to play with kids their own age. In Nunavik, we've seen it recently where the whole community was closed down for over a month. And I think children understood that it's boring to be isolated at home with your own little mm-hmm. bubble for all this time. So getting everybody vaccinated reduces the risk of going back to closing down.
Yeah, and just to go back a little bit about the schools being closed, it does have an effect on the children. Like you said, it's boring or like it's there's nothing to do, so they're just kind of hanging around and this can have an effect on their mental health.
Absolutely. We have seen that it affects the mental health. We had seen it in the teens earlier in
the first wave.
Yeah, exactly.
So we saw it in Montreal here on how it really was affecting.
Yes.
That last year. So like right now what Nunavik is going through is kind of what Montreal went through last year.
Yeah. To people who are not in Nunavik, I usually compare the wave in Nunavik now to the first wave in Montreal. Because
mm-hmm.
this is how people felt in the communities that were completely closed.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. So, yes, it has a very big impact on mental health. And it, like the emotional development, the skills you learn, not only the school material, but just being in a group, being part of a community, caring for each other. You learn that through being in school all year. So all of that takes a step back when we're not in school, especially in a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's not possible to recuperate this after. So the communities that were closed, don't panic. Your kid mm-hmm. will get back mm-hmm. to being in a better mental health, a better emotional state. But if we can reduce the risk of closing down, the better for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And on the flip side of that, when you do take the vaccine, what are the side effects?
So like most vaccines, it's a shot in the arm. So you can have local pain, swelling, and redness where the injection was given, which are the mild and most common reactions. And then there's what we call the systemic that affects the whole body. The kid can feel tired, have a headache, or have muscle pains, not just in the muscle that got the needle, but all over the body. And that's less frequent, but they can even have chills, fever, diarrhea, vomiting, and more rarely some joint pains mm-hmm. from the vaccine. But those last maximum 1 or 2 days, and then they resolve. They go on their own. We don't need to do anything. We can take acetaminophen, Tylenol, if we want.
Mm-hmm. So very similar to what the adults are. It's the same side effects as an adult or as a teenager. So
yep.
It's we've all seen it before, so it's... it is what it is.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify a bit too. I saw this was a question on the Facebook. It's going to be a needle.
Yes.
There are no nasal, like, special for the children. You can't put it in a lollipop or something. Because I've been preparing my daughter for a few weeks now to get her needle.
Mm.
And I really want to make sure that she's prepared for that. And mm-hmm. I know some parents, they rather not tell their kid till the event comes up, but I'm the complete opposite. I will take a month to prepare my daughter mentally. I'll even pretend to pinch her and everything. So mm-hmm. I think people wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
'Cause sometimes there are special vaccines mm-hmm. that they can give through the nasal, but
yeah.
Just wanted to know, is the COVID-19 only in needle form?
Very good question. COVID-19 vaccines, all of them, no matter what brand you may hear about, they're all injections for now. It's only the one I'm thinking about that's more common that people know is a flu shot that can be given to kids in the nose. Actually, my kid was very angry this year because he got his flu shot by a needle. And last year he had it by the nose. Oh, he was not happy with us.
At the beginning, I forgot to mention that that the actual vaccination campaign for the 5 to 11-year-old is happening right now as we speak in Nunavik.
Yes.
And Olivia, you reminded me on how you are preparing your daughter for the vaccine. And one of the things I did to prepare my children is I showed a picture of their hatak. Look, see, hatak's getting a vaccine. So it's trying to really ease the kids to get vaccinated and be open to it. So hopefully, you know, these kinds of little things are going to help.
We were doing that last night. Everybody back home, they were getting vaccinated and they were posting pictures. So my daughter was really interested to see other young kids getting the needles. So like not promoting, but showing people what you're doing with your children and your life and you as an adult getting a vaccine. It's social media is the way the world runs. So those pictures really helped.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Those are all good tricks. And we're the best people to know our kids. Do they need to be prepared or do we need to keep it as a surprise? I know I'd have to go the same way you are, Olivia. I'd have to prepare him. He's just not old enough yet.
Another question. If a child already tested positive for COVID-19, how long should they wait before receiving the first dose?
So we suggest to wait 8 weeks after the infection to get the first shot. And then, as you know, if they had a formal test, I mean, for now, the kids this age they don't need a vaccine passport, but the proof of infection with a test plus a vaccine 8 weeks later counts as a full protection against COVID.
Okay, so children that were infected with COVID-19 only get one shot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, is it the same for adults?
Yes.
Because I know that some people who were infected, who did not want to get vaccinated, decided that they wanted to get vaccinated, and some didn't understand. Why do I have to wait 8 weeks? What's the 8-week period?
Honestly, the 8-week period, I didn't read the literature, but that's the best period to maximize your immune system's response that will stay in time. If you get it too fast after the infection, it probably won't have made a difference.
Have a stronger effect.
Okay. Exactly. A longer lasting effect, protection from your immune system.
It has to do with your immune system.
Yes. Yes. So for the adults, it's the same. If you had the infection, you need to wait 8 weeks before getting the vaccine. And one proven infection plus one vaccine equals full protection. Same as somebody who did not get infected. They need two doses to get a full protection.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. So if you guys have COVID, wait 8 weeks and then go get your first shot. Make your appointments right now.
Yes. We want everybody vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the kids up north, back home, are getting vaccinated. What is the goal for the second, for them to be fully vaccinated?
So it's basically the same as the infection. It's 8 weeks later. So anytime if you read papers or the news, you could get it as early as 3 weeks after your first shot. But the best time for your immune system to do a good job is 8 weeks later. So any time between 3 and 8 weeks is good. But we suggest if you get your first shot, let's say today, you count 8 weeks later and you get your second shot.
Okay. And the vaccine campaigns are happening in all 14 communities right now, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, everybody had their pediatric doses delivered. Mm-hmm. And you should call to your local clinic to see exactly when they're doing the vaccination days. But I've seen it on a few social media
yeah,
pages.
It's posted on Facebook, yeah. And I'm sure that there's. Well, I've been going on local radios myself to promote the vaccination campaign. So mm-hmm. They're happening as we speak. Some are already finished. So for the children to be doubly vaccinated in an ideal world, that everybody would be vaccinated by spring.
Yeah. If people show up now for the first dose, in principle, if they show up for the second dose 8 weeks later by spring, this age group could be fully protected.
Goose hunting season.
Yay.
Yes.
Hurry up before we can't go camping.
That's right.
So one of the questions also is, since us adults, everybody in Quebec has to provide a vaccine passport to go into restaurants, non-essential services, will children need to have passports also?
For the moment, it's the vaccine passports, and that's true throughout the province of Quebec. It's only 13 years and older that need to show the vaccination passport. So for now, there are no plans to impose such a passport for younger kids.
Mm-hmm. And with the vaccination passport comes proper ID. So we got to make sure that everybody is up to date with all their sirininwaks. If you don't have a picture ID, you can go to Makivik to get these kinds of things. So the thing is, if you show your vaccine passport down here, they need an ID to go with it to confirm that it's you. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
The vaccine passport and the identification go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
And I'm not buying my 7-year-old iPhone to bring around a passport.
You don't need to. She doesn't need a vaccine passport. Yeah. You're good.
So it's for 13 and up.
Yes, only.
For the vaccination passport.
Yeah.
So at this time, we're going to move over to Facebook questions from the population, from you guys, from the listeners. So the first question is concerning the booster shot. Are the children going to require a booster shot? And with the new variants emerging, what is the efficacy of the vaccine?
So those are two questions. The first one, for now, there's no recommendation on boosters for children. If you've seen the news, we've only started offering boosters for people 18 years and over, and that's ongoing in Nunavik now. I've seen the mm-hmm. posts. So if it's been over 6 months since you got your second shot, you could go to your local clinic and get a booster shot. Now, for the new variants, it's too early to know the efficacy for the new one called Omicron. And for the future variants, if there are any, we don't know that yet. So we'll have to see.
And the thing about the variants is because these are new versions of the virus itself, so it's always mutating. And so because it's so new, that we don't know enough about it yet.
Exactly. But since it is still a coronavirus, we believe there could be some overlap in the protection because the chances that it change completely is low. Usually a virus or a bacteria changes progressively.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully there's still some proteins on there that our immune system is still able to fight.
One of the questions on Facebook was also, what is the youngest age that somebody has dealt with the infection? How did that person recover from even if they weren't a young child, like how does somebody recover from the infection?
So, I know that there were babies that were less than a year old that got COVID infection. I don't know how many. And I don't know how their story evolved or or how the infection ended. But as I said earlier, the younger the kids, usually they have a milder version of COVID. It can look just like any other cold, which babies have a lot, right? But as I said, after a few weeks after the infection, they can have an inflammatory syndrome where their hands and their feet can turn blue, for example. Or they can have the long version of COVID where they feel tired for months after the infection. And we believe COVID has what we call the long form. We just don't know how many kids are affected by this for now.
Another question from Facebook is, my daughter is turning 5 in September 2022. Do we wait until she's 5 to get the vaccine for her?
Yeah, so I'm almost on the same boat. For now, the vaccines are only approved when the kid is 5 years or older the day they get the shot. So if you show up now to your CLSC, your daughter will be turned away. You'll have to come back on her 5th birthday. That would be the first day where she can get it. That is, unless they approve the vaccine for even younger kids. But the evidence hasn't come out yet. There's no recommendations going that way. So, for example, my son, who will turn 5 in 2022, I will book him to get his first shot after he turns 5. Unless there's a vaccine for younger kids. Mm. That's the plan.
So this one is another Facebook question about their daughter. At the time her daughter received the vaccine, she was 11 years old. And then when her second shot is coming up, she'll be 12. So does she get the child's version or does she get the adult's version when she's going for her second shot?
That's a very good question. And I don't think there's a preferred answer for now. If the child started with the child dose, which I said earlier was 10 micrograms, they can get the same dose for their second shot, even though they're 12 by that time, or they can get the adult dose, which is the 30 micrograms.
Okay.
The parents have the choice. And there's no better answer. We believe the immune system will do its work no matter what dose they got. And for now, we don't have any indication that the side effects are necessarily worse if you get the higher dose once they're 12.
Okay. So everybody has the choice to make.
Yes.
You're the parent. And like I was saying, as parents, it's really hard to make a decision. And we try to use the best information we can get. You do your research, you speak with your community members, other people who have gotten the vaccine, and make a decision from there.
Yeah, based on that kind of stuff. What I like to do is I like to go to my friend doctors like Genevieve and ask what they're going to do with their children because they are in the medical field, so I like to see what they say and then kind of base my decision on that to make an informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm happy to share my opinion with family members or friends. I'm not shy to say as soon as my kids are in the right group age where there will be an authorized vaccine, they will be in line to get their shots.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 kids right now. They're both under 5. So they're not eligible, but I'm looking forward to the day they will be so that we're not scared of giving COVID to the grandparents.
Mm-hmm. And I always say if anybody's going to get COVID, it's my kids. They're like, they lick everything. And they're crawling on the floor. And I'm like, when can we get the vaccine? Because this kid is going to get COVID.
Yes, it's so easy, especially when you're going to the store with the kid and with my daughter. Like, she's 6 years old, and I constantly have to tell her, don't touch that, don't touch that, don't touch that. So,
I
feel you, Olivia.
You know what I do when I'm walking in the store? I remind my daughter, make sure you touch everything, okay? And then she walks in, she's
the
like,
reverse psychology thing.
Because I'm constantly telling her, don't touch that, don't touch that. So before we even walk in, I say, make sure you touch everything, okay? And then she's like, okay, I won't.
That's a fun trick to have. Life hack number by mom.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's all about, having this relationship with child and knowing how to kind of talk to them and what influences them and that. So yeah, it's all about relationships too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this rounds up the questions that there's one more. I think we spoke about it a little bit before, but this child vaccine, does it have the same component as the 12 to 17 year old vaccine?
Yes, so it's exactly the same product. It's just a smaller dose, as I said before. It's the Pfizer vaccine, which is the same one that the 12 to 17 years old have been getting. So we already know how to get it to Nunavik to store it properly. And we know it works in the body. So it's 10 micrograms for children that are 5 to 11 years old and 30 micrograms for children who are 12 years and older.
Okay. So I think that about rounds up the questions that we had for now. So at this time, I really want to thank both of you guys for taking the time today to discuss this important issue. I know that a lot of parents are not exactly at ease right now back home, and maybe they're nervous about getting their child vaccinated. So hopefully this mm-hmm. conversation today is going to help these parents make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, I understand why there is a fear and there is maybe some hesitation. Like we all know, there's different religions, there's different ways of living that our people are going through, and also the history, the historical history of colonialism in our land, in our homes, which also created a fear for our mm-hmm. people of doctors, mm-hmm. police officers, and the government. So these need to also be looked at as real valid fears that our people have, and we need to make sure that we understand their fears, but we also support their fears and have an understanding of the world today, because we are very isolated and our only way of communication pretty much is Facebook. And I think a lot of false news and false information travels mm-hmm. through that, and a lot of fear mongering, scaring people into doing certain things, is happening. So like I said, I myself was scared. I was hesitant. I didn't know what to do. But like Kitty said, we shared information with other parents, and we were asking around and trying to make the best decision we can for our kids, depending on our fears.
Mm.
So it's not just a fear of getting sick, but it's a fear of going to a white doctor. It's a fear mm-hmm. of...
It's a trust thing.
Yeah,
too.
It's a trust mm. thing. So that's an understanding that we also have to see, and to let the Inuit parents know we understand your fears, and we know they're valid, but we're here to try to support you in other ways to address that fear or that trust.
Yes, absolutely. It's all about trust also. Just going back to that word, trust, it's you need to want to have the right information and then put the trust in the medical professionals too. So again, they're the Inuk patient and the white doctor, there's got to be a form of trust and a bond to really make that decision. So I think it's super important. I'm glad that you brought that up, Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a very important issue. I'm glad you talked about it. We can't ignore it. We need to acknowledge it and support it the best way we can. So get information through people you trust, ask your family, your friends. Obviously, if there's more technical medical questions you have about you or your child about this vaccine, you can go to the clinic and ask those questions. We'll be happy to answer. And in no way we will force or impose vaccination in those young kids 5 to 11. We just want to remind that the more kids are vaccinated, the less likely there will be school closures. And as we said, that's a that's a concern for keeping mental health as intact as possible.
That's it, absolutely. And again, just a reminder that during the vaccination campaign that's happening right now, it's not too late to get your first dose. It's not too late to get your second dose. You could even get your third, your booster shot for Nunavik at large. So we encourage as much as we can for our Nunavik Miyohatiks to get vaccinated.
And we're offering it now for 5 to 11-year-olds so that they start being protected over the holiday period. But if you're still not sure and you're hesitating, there will still be clinics after the holidays. Mm. So it's never too late to get your shots, no matter how old you are.
Yes, absolutely. So again, just to go over the important guidelines, I know that we all know these by now, but it's important to keep washing your hands often with warm running water and soap for at least 20 seconds, especially when you arrive home. This is my rule at home too. I'm sure it's a lot of people's rules. You have to wash your hands as soon as you walk through the door. Disinfect your hands if you don't have access to water with the hand sanitizer. Use a mask. The use of the mask is still mandatory in all public places, anywhere in the region, whether you're vaccinated or not. Mm-hmm. So the mask is mandatory still. Cough into your elbow. That's an oldie but a goodie. And as much as possible, maintain the distance of at least 1 meter from one person who does not live with you. And if you're sick, avoid contact with other people.
I would add to that, if you're sick, go get tested too.
Yes, absolutely. The screening also is very important. So it's good. This, again, it'll stop the community transmission that's been happening. Look at what happened in our hometown. The number of infections skyrocketed at one point, and it's calmed down now, but respecting and using the measures is proof that this will stop community transmission. So would you like to share any last words on before we end our conversation?
Just do it.
That's good.
Like he says, just do it. It's 2022 almost, and I think all of us were sick of living in this bubble. I'm still in 2020 forever, I think, when the world almost ended.
Yeah, the lasting effects.
Yeah, and I think we all have to play a part. We have no choice. Humanity is going through a global trauma. It's not just Montreal and Nunavik that is facing this. It is the entire world. And each of us have a role to play in that. And I think we just think we're in a Rolotrin, that we're just a little person that has no effect on anything, but each of us have an effect. And it's important to know that when you're sick, that sickness can be transferred, not just COVID, any kind of sicknesses. Mm. So to be aware of your body and your limitations and to help protect others.
Mm. All the measures we've discussed, washing hands, disinfecting hands, coughing in the elbow, wearing a mask, is also excellent measures for all the other viruses that are going around, because
yes,
there are some right now.
Yeah. There's the flu, there's a cold, so these...
There's the RSV, very severe virus, especially for babies, that is very strong right now in Nunavik. So if that can be a good reminder, it's good for other viruses too. But yeah, I think what you just expressed, Olivia, means we're all connected, and we can see it through how the chain of transmission happens for a virus. So together we can get out of this. The more we get vaccinated, the faster we can move on.
Just do it.
All right. Naku miik nunavimmiu yusitu saakeen natu siitaan nahanin masialu. Nunavimmu tikittualu mimattu saakatsani. Haui saakumatu autsi haritaujikku takusakunnasia miyusi. Health board ku haritaujanga tirutemanga haujimatitsirasuasumumata inohutittini. Apeksuuti hatuarutsi apeksuunnasi attu se haritaujakku tusaumarellarumatuarutsi uhaalarunnasi miyusi that samoa Nunavik Regional Health Board uko inutitu litigala peruma yakka suna hanu sukkataulanga mataku apeare kapiyo tuaruti kapuk tuaruti khanim masialamut overutitut inumaritut ania galalanga yui pulli gala pilluti anina sung matatakwa kapok taw manit
ya tay matsena kapok taw sung wata I han kina tuna titu ania guti halaw to sung mi yuit
ta ta lo hom mi hatalanga mi sutilu ne hongunu tilu nit ania gala pilluti nalla tiken nalugit thailand okta tiunna mi yatit hanim gala pitok pata Anne Villare Tungitusi, Tan Temelisu, Pierre Temelisu, In Marie Temelisu, Capocto, Mehani Malira Lapisum Mata, Unalo, Pierre Hanimas Tatuvinu Laujumat, Hanimas Hatuvinu Pat, Capillo Reahaktut 8 weeks Utakilute, Hanimatuvinu Talkpat, Hanimasinganuka Talkpat, 8 weeks utakiluti kapokta akun na sinakto. Anya vit sinu muhalalo si hawi sa akun na sinakto si pera si hanga kapokta akun na mangat. Unalo hanga inulimani kapokta akun yivita. Tahan na piriak si malakto kapokta akun manihanin masyalam mo. Nuna piriak si mayo ilin niya vin ni hatatuit. Pera kapokta akun hatalaktuit. Hitting ulok din ako kumakalo akto ko. Hitting ko may ilak ko din niya ko masungkata, anak ka din niya ko masungkata, pula ko masungkata. Tako kapok daw mani, pirak daw tuwak pata. Ulo ni pip, hay valiya yun ni pula ka valiya ko na sila ko to ko. Kapok daw ulo takisiya ni ulak to. Pula kakteo kata, inut suta. Kisiya ni mana nukhangalok tutu hanim masyalami taman kikunyingin at taan mana pirak daw malak tu kapok daw ni piyak nut tukisiriya ko matuwa ot si anya vit sinuhala ko nasyak tu si tukisiriya kaswak lo si una apiksuti yung miyo teko vaccine passport how you majority telefoko sikut sa yakulunit piyare pitare hakka temetumit auka reatungitut 13 and up kisiani temetu hareli Quebec mit nuna vimeo tuta temetu kukun yagut piyare vaccine passport hareatulangangituit unalo boosters second and third shot kapoktaumanin makovilluti pingasuvillutit rehalaka man reha to hare hangito ilnieta mangin na maratan na hanim masialo pere hanu kamagayot siya lang ang mga ta taka man na uyok reha tungitui pere boost ta reha tungitui sivulitin ni how is a real lalak mikata hanim masialo mit ta nastituin na reali how yung magatang nitavut una COVID vaccine tan hanim masialo kapok taw ninga hanupiu yuva nukatit sirun nalaka nutang ulik to mi COVID mi asit chikat tatual to ina matan na COVID kapok taw mangito nu hatta suni asit chivalia hatta tatual mat tan vaccine nguyo kapok taw maniuyo man na ikayok sila nga yuhanin masiyo kayak tumot. Ikayok si siyak tut. Asichi waliangin nakaluak pagkisiya ni Tana kapok daw mani medication ni piyuyo ningi atulangangin natut. Kina nautaka uvikaw naksa nunavim mihanin masinak ka. Tana ane siyokti woha kento piyara kalle hanim masikta tu vinit. Nuna vimeo piyara pingi hanim masikta tu vinit. Kisiyani tana hanim masialo ukiu lakin ukiu linnu sungitu kina tuina morunna tupiara pinno inammarinno uvikka khutittina runnamat tahanna kamari jautseere li piara pivut inammari hutivut kina tuina murtaruna matana hanimmasialuk piarait hanimmasertaatu viniuppat kapoktaunginnareali kapoktaureali hanimmasertaatu viniuraluarpat atau civiluni kisiani kapoktaurea harajaktu hanimmasinganuk kapat tan 8 weeks utakkireali viniviut utakkirealit anniasiuktinu halat sialutit kapoktaurumaluti 8 weeks ungataanu la 8 weeks niilakpat kapoktauvi hatsiarunnalaktusi ukko apeksuutiu kenname jui piarara paneratana tallimani ukiulimaanna piraariqtu viniuratsi kapoktaunat mimaanna piraaqsimalikmat panira januariulerpakisiani januariulerpakisiani tallimani ukiortaalaaqmat maanna kapoktaurunnatu maanna hajangitu tallimani kisiani ukiortaapa runnasilaartu inuulat visiurit satuarpat aanniavitsinu haalalusi kapoktau oomalusi runnasiartusi tallimani ukiortaariqpat unalo apqsuutiu kenami jo panira kapoktau tilluru 11 ni ukiu halauyo khulillu atausillu ni ukiu halauyo kapoktau reallaria khasituarpat 12 ni ukiu halaktu Nau mitara tikkua sila akunga vaksin mi. Piera nuulinga jumi or inummarin muulinga jumi. Taakkua anana kuujusi ja taata kuujusi runna vihat sietusi rumma jasinni. Piera muulinga jumi rumma tuorotsi runna tusi. Inummarin muulinga jumi rumma tuorotsi runna mi jusi. Taakkua annia sirktingit kapuktaumaniit. Ika yoksilanga yu pieratinnit inummarimmi piera miluni kapoktauni harumatuotsi. Unalutu sauma jo huyaummi yu pieraitanna kapoktaumani kapoktaumanilla realu. Hingakku jaulangituit, teemaakala jaulangituit, pieraukaluarauti kapoktaulanga juit niitomu. Tanna ilangi runnasungumata hanimmasi galapimmu cold, the common cold, hingakko jaurunnasungumata kisiani tänne COVID, kapoktaumanilla riulangan ju piarauraluoppa. Ukko alu teemanga tusaajavut, teemanga limatsia, allasima jui nanilimatsia, akkaneeria hakturu, teemanga limatsia, akkaneeria hakturu, 20 seconds niit, ikkotuklusi, Tanago 20 seconds happy birthday to you. Ino lip received siari ingiluti. Ingirik nilimani piyari langitu tekkanyak luti. Ukkualu kinapait masks. Kinapait? Layo sinun ukkua?
Ilangani milioni rakta sivatsutit. Milik? Milik, it's like bingo.
Milit.
Kiinapäit, milit.
Kiinapäit, milit. Tääkko atunginna limaareja liit. Ilnia vio iloani, pinnasub vio iloani. Nunakkuju usijaktukut. Tääkko milit, kiinapäit, eemanga toreja liit. Hanimankaluarovit. Tänne ikajuksilanga juisimainnaalo. Ammalo huittulanga toarovit.
Talakpiluago
huittu sehattalutit namungalimaan engimat. Ammalo sanimmiuta hattuarea hangituru. Nunavimme angioalomma nunaalomma angioaralomma sanimmiuta harrea tukjangitilla roinu hutittini. Kisiäni kavaknatuuraloa ukiuk. Ilatinni omakaluaktuhu kisiäni manna. Nikäinna luta kisiäni uratta. Unalo hanimatoa ruvit, hanutuinna hanimatoa ruvit. Annekasimatuinna langavutit. Hanimaluatsialitoa ruvit. Hauisaktaureaturunna miyuti annia sirktinut. Kovet haktuvinjutoa ruvit. Hakturitoa ruvit. Hauisak. Hauisahujijuru. Annia vitsinuhalarunna sirktusi. health board kuno hala on me yosi facebook ko tero harita yak ko tero tu sarat sane malilusi apexu tisi tiro tiro ya ulanga yuit tu kisimat sia hu yak tanu na vim mi uni hanu ittu ko manga ta ullu mi ulak tu 2022 hani masialo asit chivalle tu inna mi mat nu langi mat kapok ta ulangi tu akutta so
ta kol te manga maligo so asit chito va mata tan hani mas asit chito va mi mata ko hanu protection hanu na protection hani masiri kuti ri kuti tsuri la mali twin tsukuta na hani masik mali ga nui ta hatta mata tai manga asichi asichi ta tu ni rak ta hatta mata ami sunut ta na mali twin tsugo hani masi tem tem mailing hatta mata tamana tokisi ma yoge ali ammalu kapurta ma tangikutsi pivi hangin na matte mangali matse sita mangani tama ania sirtovi ukuinga sungumman kapurta ma tangikutsi pivi hatsiangin na mahawi magitsi ammalu tavongali maralo tamanna nung kallatwinna asiutuina kallalangi mataman tana hani masialo maliga ni malilu takisiani ulau ka hatalangamman taman hawai matsiaritsi tei me wirsuni luna ko me olivia ino titoroti kaina gabe ero sileri kono pina sutio kayang ina vi
ino titoro na ni raninge tatomiso matem kisiani tukusi matsia so ngumira ma anana tsakalla hallo na tukal so si mangema isu maritso tukisi ma khoye mo ino khutkan ino titukara so kaina khama pisiti aluna nga
pisiti votit na kormik ino titukara so so ngumega mai
na kormik
yeah right
tama na tukisi li ome titsi salor pat ino hatitine no na vi meo kama tsiaritsi ka porta hoy tsatuna hut ile tsini tusayone
Nakok mik.